This idea of openness about mental illness is in part the reason why Marielle Hemingway, actress, writer, crusader for health and especially mental health, can be so candid about the problems in her own family. Her brilliant grandfather, Ernest Hemingway, hid his own demons away in his work and his wild lifestyle, but the demons conquered him in the end.
My grandfather was an extraordinary human being. He's one of the greatest writers of the 20th century. And yet he suffered tremendous mental illness. I come from 7 suicides.
That's a clip from the documentary Running from Crazy, produced by Oprah Winfrey and directed by Oscar-winning documentarian Barbara Koppel. We spoke with Barbara Koppel about her new film, but the star of this film is Marielle, who was born 3 months after her grandfather's suicide and has dedicated her life to chasing his demons and her own.
The Hemingway family, it's a legacy to be so proud of and so admired, but it's also wrought with addiction and, you know, depression and suicide and all these different things, which can be so challenging just to look at. So in the film, you know, I really made a pact with myself that I was going to tell the truth, not because it was my story or Hemingway, but because my ability to say the truth gives other people permission to tell their truth. Then we can begin to change things. We can shift things. We can crack things open.
Do you think Ernest Hemingway's writing style was a form of concealment of his vulnerabilities, as brilliant as his writing was?
I see his writing in a different kind of way. I don't think he hid much of anything. I think in his life he hid things, and I think he self-medicated with alcohol and hard living and all that stuff. But I think there was a sort of misunderstanding of what brought creativity on. And that's one of the things that I like about the film that's addressed, is the fact that alcohol and hard living and, you know, bullfighting and womanizing doesn't make you more of a creative person. And I think that that was his fear, that if he didn't have that, he wouldn't get to those places. He wouldn't be on the razor's edge, so to speak.
There's a line in the movie that Marielle states, talking about her sister Margot, that she idolized the very aspect of the family that Marielle hated. This idea of the tension between hard living and kind of going crazy, and this deeper creativity of thinking about who you really are. Is that the narrative of this film?
I think that plays a really big part. For me, this film is about a tale of three sisters. And I think that when we found all this material of Margot, she just loved the camera. You could see her earthiness. You could see who she was as a person. And you could see the deep loneliness of all she wanted to do was to be loved. And that wasn't happening for her at all. But the arc of this film is to really see Marielle deal with her daughters about their own history, because they never discussed it before.
Your daughter, your oldest daughter, really puts you on the spot in this film.
Yeah, she does.
we have this sense of Marielle being like, oh, she's so honest and open and everything and that. And your daughter calls you on your relationship with your own sister and not reaching out to her.
Then there's my sister Muffet,
she's also living in a really environment. I'm sorry. She's in a house where nobody knows her.
I know.
Like, I'm sure she feels abandoned if she were to be able to consciously think of that, which she has been abandoned by the whole entire family.
But it was really wonderful because she did call me out on something that's been very challenging for me. It was very hard for me to go and hang out with my sister and be with her because it scared me. I thought I was going to end up like that. I thought maybe this is my, you know, my fate. This is the way that I will be. You know, my sister Muffet suffers from schizophrenia. She's manic depressive. She's had suicidal tendencies in the past. And she's been that way since she was a teenager and since I was like 5 years old. So I've watched that throughout my life. Now, she was always my idol. She was just whimsical and incredibly intelligent and really fun. And after my sister died, I'd see Muffet before that a lot. But after my sister died, it was almost as though somebody passed me the baton. I thought, oh, my God, now I'm next. You know, like, I couldn't process how I was going to deal with this family.
When the fame came to you, you say baton. When that baton was passed to you, you saw fame, but you also saw, I'm going to crack.
I was scared I was going to crack. That's why, I mean, we jokingly say, what should we call this movie? And I said, we should call it Running From Crazy, because that's what I feel like I've been doing my entire life. And I was running. I was running, running, running. Now I've written a book called Running With Nature, which is the positive outcome of all of this, which is about lifestyle. Because I really believe that lifestyle is a piece of this mental imbalance equation that people are ignoring.
Ernest Hemingway is known for writing about this sense of earthy health and a celebration of life for all of the wild living and, you know, chasing marlins around the world. But you're on the same path, it seems.
Thank you. Thank you, because I actually see my grandfather totally different than other people do. The truth is, that's what I see. When I started reading his writing when I was 11 years old, that's what I saw. I saw this man who saw the outdoors as this unbelievable thing. He saw the way – I mean, when you read in Movable Feast how the movement of your body and the sweat and all that stuff and how it relates to the trees and the mountains and all that stuff, that to me is who he was. That was the core creative seed that he really was expressing from. And I think that was my frustration with my sister, the misinterpretation of what was important to him.
Because they saw him as a wild man. You see him as America's intellectual personal trainer.
Absolutely.
In a big way.
And Marielle has that gene. I mean, she is not afraid of fear. She challenges herself. She scales mountains. She plunges into water that's 40 degrees. She's not afraid to confront things in her life.
The opening shot in this movie is that stream by the cabin where Ernest Hemingway ended his life. I've seen that gorgeous trout stream. When you look into that water, what do you see?
You know, for me, I see possibility. I see hope. I mean, my life is so good now, and to be able to look at that stream, to look at nature in the same kind of way and see it as an opportunity to make different choices, that's what I see.
What do you see in that water?
I see a clear running water of nature that is so extraordinarily beautiful and has so much possibility because it keeps running and it keeps going and it keeps allowing us to know what a terrific life force we all have.
That stream, a reason to live.
Yes.
Not
exactly
to die. Barbara Koppel, Marielle Hemingway, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Running From Crazy features Marielle Hemingway and is directed by Barbara Koppel. It opens in limited release today.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.